What's going on? Welcome to the Carter Podcast. And let's talk the old me versus the new me, which is very, very different than what people expect 100% of the time. So why do we say I'm a different person now than I've ever been? Because we're able to go and look at who we once were and what we used to do when tragedy strikes, when drama comes, even when happiness is around. We attack that differently. When sadness comes, how do we maintain ourselves instead of going off the deep? And it's really simple. To some, we 100% of the time feel like I have to stay in control of my emotions and I can't let them go because nobody knows the other side of me. Which is horrible. Because we all have an incredible Hulk inside of us. We're all calm until somebody pushes that button and brings out that monster out of us. When you have decided that you're going to change the outcome of how you are as a person, you have to ask yourself why. Why the change? Because for so long, when a man or a woman has changed, they have been told, you're still the same person, you're just moving different. And then we begin to believe what was said to us. A man once said, Adolf Hitler once said, if you tell somebody a lie long enough, it'll become the truth. So when somebody tells you that you're not changing, you're just blanketing what we want to see. If they tell you it long enough, it might become the truth. Let's understand what it means to change for the better. If you ever see somebody doing the same thing and they expect a different result, they call that insanity. That's insanity. It's crazy. When you used to be a man that, let me not say used to be a man, when you used to think you were a man because you had a bunch of different women, and you were out partying with your friends, and you were running the club, and you were making it rain, and all these things, and then you realize one day, I don't need this in my life. And you change for the better. Why is it that you must hear about everything you've ever done prior to this change? If I let you tell me everything I've ever done and I tell you to get it off your chest, get it off the chest, and you've said everything you need to say, but the moment I do something you don't agree with, I'm still the same old person I've always been. Technically, no, I am not. Technically, I've allowed you to control my inner thoughts and my feelings and emotions on how I will accept the way I want to treat people because I want them to treat me the same way. What I mean is, if something tragic happens in my life and I'm looking for somebody to just say, okay, does it give somebody else the right to say, you're doing this, you're doing that, why? It doesn't give you the right to try to change my train of thought to your train of thought. I looked at a family who doesn't understand growth. I used to be around people who had family members who drank and partied, and they just, it was just crazy sometimes. And I would say everybody likes the fun drunk person, but nobody wants to deal with the drunk person who's coming off from being drunk or who is just being hateful during that time. No one likes to deal with that person because they never have to see that person. Except the person that's in the relationship with that person. People must understand change can happen. But if only person that can change is the other person and they're not allowing you to change for the better, then what do you do? You sit down and you say nothing. You watch what they have accepted in their life, which is chaos, which is being disrespected by others, which is even probably being disrespected by you at some point, because you have reached a point where you've done something that I should not have looked past. But I did, because I would want forgiveness for myself. But nowhere does it say I have to stay in an unchangeable situation. You have to be able to understand that if I'm trying to change to be a better human being, why are you blocking that? Notice I didn't say, why are you blocking my blessing, but you are blocking my path to become great. A person who knows you love them unconditionally, that you love them unconditionally, knows that you love them with conditions. Understand, I can love you unconditionally. I don't expect nothing from you but for you to love me unconditionally. But sometimes you'll love me with conditions. If you're too friendly, that's a condition. If you help too many people, that's a condition. If you don't put me first over everybody else, that is a condition. I can never love a person with conditions. Because for me to love you with conditions means I would have to let you love me with conditions. So now I have to love you with conditions. That means we're unlovable. So the change must happen. So what do? You may hurt. You may both cry. You may both be saddened. But it'd be time for us to part ways. Unless we can change what it is that we're going through. I watched a person change their life. Nobody checked on this person for days at a time sometimes. Nobody checked on them for weeks at a time sometimes. But when it was time for a party, that was the first person they called. And I laughed. I laughed. Because nobody saw the change of greatness like I saw the change of greatness. Friendship is a funny thing when you only have friends that come around when you're going through something. Don't come around when I'm going through something. Be around when I'm not going through anything at all. Change your way of thinking that he has it all the way together. Because there's times when I've sat down in a depressed state of mind and just cry to save myself. That is a change from who I used to be. When things would go wrong, I would just be like, I'm just gonna go fight. I'm just gonna go do whatever. When a man changes his thoughts so he becomes a better person, but he can't have anybody trying to leave him in the past of what he used to be, or guide him back to the path of the past of what he used to be. What is it about a man's forgiveness to himself that he has not accomplished yet? he hasn't accomplished the forgiveness of himself because he hasn't gathered the forgiveness of the people that he has harmed on his way to being a better person, and he does not know how to ask them to forgive him. Because in order to ask for forgiveness, you must first accept that you have wronged people. So how do you ask everyone for forgiveness at one time? You go to your Holy Father and you say, God, I pray that everybody that I've ever offended, I pray they know that I'm sorry. The fact that we went to the Almighty Power, our Father, that we asked Him, that we hope that everybody forgives us, He can spread the word of it. And He can soften their hearts when they see us. I once had a person say, I want somebody just for me, not for the world, not for social media. And I looked, and I was like, wow, it's funny how people want you to change that narrative, but yet they still do the same narrative. It was funny to me. It was almost hilarious, but not in a laughing manner. It was hilarious to me because those people will say these things, yet they'll do the same thing they're asking you not to do. Someone asked me not too long ago, Carter, what do you want? What I want out of life? I want somebody to love me through the good times and the bad. I want somebody to grab me and say, we got this. I want somebody to say, I believe in you and your goals as much as you believe in me and mine. I will protect you with my life like I know you'll protect me with yours. Everybody wants to be married, but nobody wants to take the steps to show each other what it would be to have full-time husband and wife that they don't have to worry about when they're not in front of each other. The change happens when you can sit down and say, hey, I enjoy just us. The change happens when nobody knows your business personally except you two. Women have a problem with keeping their business to themselves, not knowing that you have a friend who's praying for a relationship fails because they see exactly you're doing wrong. When you talk about the person that you were with or were with, and they're looking and saying, no, it's not them. You don't think your friends are waiting for y'all to break up so they can slide into a DM or they can pick up a phone and say, man, I didn't want to say nothing while y'all was together, but this is what it is. It happens because the change of a situation has happened. The woman or the man that you love loves you enough to give you space to figure out what you want to do. If you're out dating, then please stay dating. Don't come back. Leave me be. Leave them be. That chapter needs to be closed. But also, I want y'all to realize, once you're on your feet to having a better home, now they see what you got. That's the wrong reason. Stand fast. Because you should have rode the wave with me when the hurricane had hit. The change happened when you didn't like when I say you're worrying too much about something that doesn't concern you or me. Now it's you're defending everybody else. No, what I'm saying is you're being nosy. And what doesn't have anything to do with us has nothing to do with us. Nothing. That's the change. I used to be on Facebook every day. And then I realized like I was literally living other people's drama through mine. You ever seen somebody going through something? Or your girlfriend or boyfriends, they're going through something and their problem now becomes your problem? Hell no. I ain't going through that. See, your drama don't got to be my drama. And that headache is definitely not going to make me take no aspirin because I'm not going to intervene in it. But what happens is when you get that call and you hear your girlfriend talking to her girlfriend, and you hear her say, "Do you know what he did?" That is your key sign. I don't want to hear about it. Because the main thing about it is if you go back to that person, after you done dogged them out, what can you say? I don't care what people think about me. Yeah, but I care what they're saying about me because of what you say. And 9 times out of 10, whatever you're saying is not true. Because they haven't heard my version. So the change becomes, I'm not putting up with that. Can you sit down and understand who you are first? That's the change. Let me understand who I am first. I don't want to hang around people who don't have an understanding of why is my life in shambles. It is simple. Because you forgot that your problem is your problem. Their problem is their problem. It's called change. I don't care what none of my kids' moms have to go through until it affects my children. Now, once it affects my children, it is my job, it is my duty to call my kids and say, "Hey, how are you holding up? How are you holding up? Is everything good with you?" That's it. It doesn't matter who doesn't like it, because I didn't ask you if you like it. I asked how my children are doing. From my oldest ones to my youngest ones, have been through something, and I will always be their father first. Just like a mother will always be a mother to her kids first. A mother cannot ask you not to care about the well-being of your kids if she's still caring about the well-being. And even if she don't care about hers, I'm still going to care about mine. You have to understand, nothing is more important to me other than God than my kids. Because those are the first things that I've ever loved more than myself. How do you incorporate change? You incorporate it by knowing who you are. You incorporate it by knowing that you can't be forced into something that's not going to happen because you're going to say no, that doesn't seem right. And you remember, you started out with nothing and nobody but God. I'm planning a trip out of town. And it was supposed to be this extravagant moment. And then things happen. And God says to me, you still go have an extravagant moment. The extravagant moment is sometimes that if a person isn't willing to grow with you, they must grow away from you. But you must still grow as a person. I'm the type of person, like, I try to call and fix every problem I ever had. But God said, not this time. You did nothing wrong. Whoever isn't with you shouldn't be with you. That's the change. And since that's the change of life, you wait on the response that God will allow to come your way, or God will block the response until you go ahead. You're good to go. Thank you for tuning into the Carter Podcast. Tune in next time where we'll talk about some good stuff.